East Coast Breakfast.
We have been chatting this morning, as you've heard in Newswatch, as well as the traffic. Durban minibus taxi commuters could be left stranded today and tomorrow because there's a taxi strike over the next 2 days. And on the line this morning, we have Sifiso Shangase, who's the provincial office manager for Santaco in KwaZulu-Natal.
Good morning, Mr. Shangase.
Good morning, Devin, and your co-presenters, as well as the listeners at home.
Mr. Shangase, the question we have is, do you have an update on the meeting that was had last night?
With the mayor.
Yes, the leadership of Santaco, especially within Ethekwini, had a meeting till 1:30 this morning. And then it will also then resume later because there were certain other items which were never agreed upon, which then required probably the intervention of the MEC. The issues that were deliberated upon were merely issues that are pertinent to operating licenses, the release of the impounded vehicles from Wat Tabela, the enforcement within and around the Ethekwini, and economic viability study that is required to be done by the planning authority in order for each then to be able then to issue or recommend the issuance of new operating licenses. Those were the issues that were deliberated upon, yes.
Okay, and can you just give us an update for for people that use taxis, for commuters over the next 2 days? So the strike is still continuing today and tomorrow?
Unfortunately, those are the bad and sad news that we want to convey to our commuters. And we very much are apologetic, especially in Santaco. But there are certain other ways and means of trying to probably bring someone onto the table so that we could be able then to engage with. But it's a pity that indirectly so, it then affects other people who are not related to the challenge. Yeah. But yes, indeed, that from today, seemingly the operation is not going to be continuing, but we hope that today's engagement might lead us to an amicable solution whereby we could be in a position to resume operations. Because this does not only affect the commuters, even the individuals who are taxi owners or operators whose vehicles are not operating, they are affected because eventually that is one of their source of income. And for these 2 days where the taxi is not operating, where do you get the source?
Yeah. Bab Shangas, just a quick one here. In terms of the strike, is it fair to say it's only going to be a peaceful strike, that we're not going to see taxis on the road? Or are we going to be seeing strikes on the road in terms of blockages and people who don't use taxis, who can't get to work and causing traffic? Is this a peaceful strike?
Sky, that is what you are preaching. But, you know, in South Africa, you cannot guarantee safety even if you are in your own house. But one could say that we are pleading with taxi operators that it should be a strike which is within the context and the parameters of the law. Because why would you then blockade and interrupt an operation? Because you are the one who's having something which you'd want to show to government that you are aggrieved by 1, 2, and 3. And currently the issues are actually on the table and they've come on board to be able then to deliberate with you. Then there isn't any need for any distraction. Yeah. Yes.
Mr. Shangase, what is the aim? What is the hope? What are we hoping? What agreement needs to be reached for the taxi strike to end or to be called off?
Well, I think there's been a stride in terms of the discussions which took place yesterday, because there are now commonalities and agreements. It's merely one or two issues. And you know, when a vehicle has been impounded, it has got to go out through a magistrate court. And now there are technicalities, because some of the vehicles that have been impounded were vehicles who, some of them do have operating licenses, but they were not in possession of the driver. And now when they are produced, the law stipulates that you need to go through that. And number two, the relaxation of enforcement is another issue, because you would find that when you go to the database of the municipality regarding the number of vehicles that are operating within a Ethekwini, it's outdated. And then sometimes when people are applying for operating licenses, the planning authority will not be in a position to issue recommendation letters, because they are always saying the infrastructure will not be able then to accommodate new vehicles. But then there is no scientific justification, because The system itself is updated. The data has got to be updated now and again. And the viability study has got to be conducted for all of us now to understand if the routes are saturated, because once the study is done, the scientific approach will be then enabling everybody then to understand that there is no need for new minibus taxis to be purchased in this particular route,
right,
and so forth and so on. Those are the issues that they need to iron out, and then moving further, they will then find each other.
Yes. Mr. Sifiso Shangase, thank you for chatting to us this morning.
Thank you very much for the opportunity, but we are very much apologetic to our commuters. We hope that from today we might reach an amicable solution that we could be able then to ferry them.
Thank you.
In accordance.
Thank you, Mr.
Thank you so much for the opportunity.
Thank you, Mr. Sifiso Shangase. He is the spokesperson of the South African National Taxi Council, SANTACO, here in KwaZulu-Natal, hoping for an amicable ending to this fallout, and hopefully we will be back on the road before you know it.
From 6 a.m. weekday mornings on East Coast Radio.